Here today for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville Cross Country Senior Kennedy Fulmer, just so the community in the town of Pleasantville can get to know Kennedy a little bit better as she enters her senior year in Pleasantville Cross Country. Thanks for being here today, Kennedy. First question I have for you today is, do you have a pre-game or pre-meet ritual before you run? Anything you have to do?
I don't really have anything we do. We normally just walk the course and figure out, you know, the best places to run fast and slow. So we don't really do anything special.
Do you have a favorite meal after a meet?
Pasta. You have to eat pasta.
That's a good one. Get those carbs. Where's your favorite opposing place to run?
I like running at Red Haw State Park.
Do you have a hobby, specific hobby at all?
Not really, no.
Favorite movie?
Wreck-It Ralph.
That's a good one. Besides cross country, are you part of any other high school activities at Pleasantville?
I do FFA, student council, manage boys basketball, and track.
So you're busy. What's your favorite high school sports memory in your time here?
Probably warming up at Wayne. We were walking the course, and a giant snake slithered across our feet, and we all took off running faster than we probably did in the actual meet.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, like when you were a little kid?
I wanted to be a photographer.
That's good. You have a role model in your life?
Probably my grandma.
You have any siblings at home?
Yes, I have 5 siblings.
Wow, 5 siblings.
Yes.
Well, brothers, sisters?
So I have 2 brothers, 1 older and 1 younger, and then 3 younger sisters.
Wow. Are you a Hawkeyes or Cyclones fan, or do you not care, or do you have a different college?
If I had to choose, I'd be a Cyclones fan.
Do you have a professional team that you like for any sports, or your family likes?
No, I don't follow sports.
You don't? What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Oh, boy. Probably our family trip to Arizona a couple years ago.
What's one place you really want to go to?
I want to go to Georgia, and I have no idea why.
That's interesting. What would you say is the last TV show that you binge watched?
Outer Banks.
Girl said that yesterday. Do you have any pets at home?
Yes, I have 2 dogs.
What are their names?
Amos and Millie.
Is there an app you use most on your phone?
Snapchat.
How do you enjoy spending your alone time?
I don't know. Outside.
And what do you like to do if you're just by yourself?
Watch TV.
Do you have a go-to midnight snack, or just a favorite snack?
A bowl of ice cream.
That's good. If you're going on a shopping spree at any store, what would that store be?
Lulu.
You collect anything?
Salt and pepper shakers.
That's
I have a collection of over 100.
How did you get started in that? Go into more detail on the salt and pepper shakers.
So I went to a museum on one of my county adventures, because that's something our family does. And this lady had a whole store of salt and pepper shakers, and after that, people just started giving them to me.
And is it something you get if you're like out of town on a trip?
Yeah, every trip I go on, anywhere special I go, I get a salt and pepper shaker.
That's good. Do you have a family tradition that you like? Like something you maybe do at the holidays or something in the summertime?
We do crappy gift bingo at Christmas time.
That's a good one. I might have to steal that. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, I have no idea. I honestly have no idea.
Are you active on social media? You mentioned Snapchat's your most popular app, so you're probably active on it.
Yeah.
What would you say is the top thing on your bucket list? Like if you could do one thing.
Go skydiving.
They're going to have that in Nashville in September. Do you know that?
Oh, I'll be there.
At the end of September. That'll be our opportunity. Is there a famous person in history that you'd want to spend a day with?
Theodore Roosevelt.
That's an interesting name. You just interested in him in particular?
Yeah, he's just an interesting dude.
If you could time travel, what kind of era would you go back to? Or what period of time would you like to go back to?
The 60s.
Any specific reason?
They were just cooler. Everything was cooler.
The hippies?
Yep.
Yeah. If you played another sport, a sport that you don't already play, that and you could be good at that sport, what sport would that be?
Swimming.
Be really good at swimming.
Yeah.
And I guess my last question I'll ask you is, what are you most excited for in your senior year for Pleasantville Cross Country?
Probably to bond with the rest of the teammates and kind of close out the year, just finish off what we started.
There you have it. That's a Let's Get to Know segment with Pleasantville senior cross-country runner, Kennedy Fulmer.